Welcome to All About Faith, episode number 3. I am super excited to be able to say that it is episode number 3. If this is your first time tuning in, I certainly want to welcome you to the place where it is certainly all about faith. Our topic for this evening is getting unstuck. Have you ever been at this place where you've had way too many ideas and not enough cheerleaders on your side? Or you're not sure how to move forward? Not even sure if you can do that thing that you're trying to move forward to accomplish. And you may even be finding yourself putting something off every single day. Well, guess what? If you were able to say, yep, that's me for any one of those things, I am here to tell you that you have been officially stuck. You know, feeling stuck, it is a part of our journey. It's a part of our faith journey. I like to think of it like we're running out of gas and we're stuck on the side of the road. You know, when you run out of gas, you might have to walk to the nearest gas station or even wait for your AAA roadside service to bring you some gas, but you're not stuck out of gas for weeks. You know, nowadays the cars, they got all the digital notifications telling you how many more miles you can drive till you get on E. And I remember when I first started driving, we had the little orange or white little hand that moved to the E, and this little light would blink on, and you call yourself, if you were driving, trying to time yourself to figure out how much longer you could drive. Now y'all know we should be ashamed of ourselves. Well, you can't do that when you get stuck. These are some things that happens when I get stuck. So when I get stuck, I start thinking about a lot of things. I have 1,000 thoughts kind of running through my head. I either have too many things to do and I feel like I have to do them all right now at that point. And then sometimes when I'm feeling stuck, I might feel empty or feel like I'm lacking in confidence. Or even not knowing how to accomplish a certain task. Like I can't seem to figure that it thing out. I'm either looking for answers all over the place or I have way too many options or answers to choose from. And just this week, I had a task list. And I'm the person to preach about not having a long to-do list, right? So I had a to-do list and I had a lot of things on it. And at first I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be like Muhammad Ali. I'm about to start knocking out each one of these tasks one at a time. But as you know, that did not happen. And so when you get stuck, I just want to let you know that there are some dangers of staying stuck. So it's natural. I mean, to be quite honest, y'all, it's a feeling, it's our emotions, it's we're getting overwhelmed, we are feeling like we're, you know, getting to this place of where we're going to be defeated. You know, it's you're in that place in between where you know you can do it, but you're just not sure how to get it done. But if you stay in that place, it is the most dangerous place to be. Staying in the midst of your situation, thinking that nothing will change, it will start to bring about these negative thoughts, and negative thoughts lead to a pessimistic attitude. When you get to that place of having that pessimistic attitude, you don't even want to take a leap of faith. You are afraid to fall and afraid to fail. And you even start saying things like, what if, what if? You're the person at the boardroom table where we're planning an event and we're all excited, and you're the person that says, well, what if we don't sell enough tickets? Or what if we don't have enough people show up? Or the lights have been flickering on and off all day. What if the lights go out and electricity starts working? You turn into that person. And when you turn into the person where you're constantly thinking about the what ifs, then you start to feel like your dreams are way too far to reach. When your dreams get way too far to reach, you don't have a rainy cloud of vision. You have a tornado dark cloud of vision that's surrounding you. When you have that dark cloud surrounding you, then you start feeling as if you can't do something. You're now clouded by this I don't know how syndrome. I don't know how to accomplish this task. I don't know who are the right people to reach out to. I don't know how to draft this letter to be able to get this done. You're afraid to learn by doing something, and you're even afraid to learn by failing. And then from there, you start making the same mistakes over and over and over again. And in your mind, you are expecting a different outcome. And what is that called? Insanity. See, getting out of stuck and staying out of that place, it is actually possible. It's possible to not be at that place where you're feeling like you're overwhelmed, or it's possible to not feel at that place where you're feeling like you can't make it through, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's possible to not be there, because I always say anything is possible with some faith. So how do you get out of stuck mode? It's simple. We think about this stuff way too hard, but y'all, it really is simple. So if you know me, you know that I'm just kind of at this point in my life where everything that I do, it has to be connected to my faith. All the decisions that I make, I got to be thinking, am I making wise decisions? Am I making the right decisions? Is this the right direction that I'm supposed to go, God? I'm always constantly thinking that. And so when you get to that place where you're feeling stuck, the first thing I want you to do is pray. See, when you pray, don't just pray these little simple prayers. Really start praying the word of God over your stuckness. Now, I know stuckness is not a word. I was an English major, but it's a word that we're going to use this evening. So start praying things like, you know what, Lord, I'm in this situation. I'm feeling kind of stuck. So thy will be done, Lord. Lord, let me get rid of anything that gets in my way and help me to run this race with determination, because you are the author and finisher of my faith. Start praying his word over your life. Start making declarations over your life. You know, I have this book. I mentioned it either in one of my earlier episodes or in one of my previous blog posts, where I bought the book Jump by Steve Harvey. I know it's a pretty old book, came out a couple of years ago, but I just bought it this year. And when I get to that place where I kind of need that extra boost and that motivation, I'll pick it up and I'll read some things out of it. But speaking of declarations over your life, there's a part in that book where he has like this declaration that I want to read. It's found on page 160 if you have the book. And it says, God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. That's powerful. God's blessings will chase you down and overtake you. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me because I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. So start making some declarations over your life. Get in that little Mary Jane moment. Y'all know being Mary Jane. She got all those sticky notes all over her headboard, all over the mirror, all over the walls. Get you some sticky notes and write out God's promises. Write some declarations over your life. Post them all over your mirrors, your walls, on the rearview mirror, in your car, at your job, in your cubicle, wherever you are. Post your declaration, post God's promises, post them wherever, so that when you see them, you are engulfed by them every day, everywhere you go. Now, after you pray, you know, leave it there and watch God work. Another thing that you can do to, you know, when you're getting in that stuck, when you're feeling, you know, stuck, or as I said earlier, you're getting in that situation where you want to get over your stuckiness or your stuckness, just get up and walk away, y'all. It really is that simple. Literally get up out of your bed, up out of your seat, and just walk away for a few hours. You know, when you walk away from your thoughts and your situations, or you're just sitting there and you're just kind of, you know, wallowing in your stuckiness, and you get up and you walk away, it helps clear your head and it takes your mind off of whatever's causing you to feel this way. Because like I said, y'all, really being stuck, it's this feeling. It's this icky feeling that kind of just sits on us and it kind of weighs down heavy on us. And if you're just sitting there thinking about it, you're not going to solve the problem. It actually makes you feel worse. I remember when I wrote my first book, The Satisfying Lie, there were plenty of moments that I had to just get up and walk away because I got that thing called writer's block. That's another feeling of being stuck. You don't know what else to write. You got 1,000 different thoughts running about the next action for the character, the next conflict for the character, you know, where the book is trying to go. It's a lot of things going through your mind and you get stuck. I would have to get up and go to the store, go window shopping. And y'all, sometimes I literally had to get up and leave the city and go somewhere else. Like, I used to always love going to Greenville. I would book a hotel and just get away, have me a glass of wine, or just kind of wind down for the evening before I started writing. Sometimes you got to get away even from, you know, your surroundings, from people, you know, your friends. They always want to call you, want to talk, want to do this, want to do that. And that can be a distraction, and distractions can also cause you to get stuck. Now, I know I said sometimes you got to get away from your friends, but sometimes you got to get with your girls. You know, when I said take that time to clear your head, you know, take some time and celebrate yourself. You know, go do a sip and paint, or paint and sip. Go bowling. Go window shopping. And if you need ways to figure out how to celebrate yourself, let me just tell you, this week on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, I did a post called It's Celebration Time. And if you haven't read that latest post, just check it out. It's on the blog at onefaithjourney.com. So again, just get up and walk away. Go for a few hours and just kind of clear your head. Another thing that we can do, we have this thing called pride, and we don't like to do this because we like to try to figure it all out by ourselves. And sometimes that's what gets us in that feeling of stuck. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a lot to do and I have so many options and I want to figure it all out and I just can't figure it out. And so sometimes we have to reach out and ask for help. And that is so real, y'all. You know, kick the pride to the side, because earlier this week, you know, I experienced what I call a pinch of stuck. You all know I kind of jumped on this social media board again. I hated it at first. You know, I just started back up my Facebook account. I, you know, been on a Facebook hiatus since like 2011. About a month ago, I started an Instagram account. I've been on Twitter for some years now. And, you know, trying to get this all connected, it just wasn't making sense to me. I was trying to post here, post there, post this time, post at that time. And I got so frustrated because I couldn't figure it all out and I got stuck. And I got frustrated and I wanted to quit. I just wanted to close Facebook because Facebook has changed since 2011 and I just couldn't figure out some of these new features and different things. And so I had to bow down and ask for some help. I shout out to my coach, Kendra Garcia. She actually saved my Mac from being destroyed that day and in bits and pieces. And reaching out to her, it actually calmed me down. All she did was give me a couple of tips, y'all. And bam, my social media accounts, they were back up and running. Everything was connected and it was smooth sailing. So, you know, praying, walking away, asking for help. Like I said, three simple things. Sometimes we don't really think about it because we're in the midst of the stuckiness. And try them. I promise you'll just end up getting your way out. One of the things that I want you to be cautious of, as I said, those dangers of staying stuck, you know, thinking nothing will change, not wanting to take a leap of faith, afraid of failing, afraid of, you know, learning from your mistakes, feeling like you can't do anything, having this clouded vision. You want to be careful, because one danger that I didn't mention is that danger of procrastination. We like to say procrastination is our best friend. But like one of my friends said earlier, I was telling her about the podcast topic and she was like, oh yeah, it's my best friend and my worst enemy. And y'all, that is so true. We have to be careful, because when we get in that mode of procrastination, sometimes we want to celebrate it, because I say things like, oh, when I procrastinate, I get my best thoughts out. And that may be true in some cases. But a lot of times you have to be careful, because procrastination can lead to laziness, and laziness can lead to you being stuck and not wanting to get out of that mode. And so, bonus tip, you want to avoid procrastination at all costs. I am on this huge planning thing. Like, I got to get my life calendarized, and I'm going to introduce you all to that later on in a couple of months, about that planning aspect of our lives. I've written a couple of blogs about it, so make sure you check that out as well. But again, that stuck feeling, you know, when you're parked, you're out of gas, you got to be careful because you might want to quit. You know, you might want to give up. And if you see yourself getting to that place, when you get there, y'all, it's hard to bounce back. I have been there. I have been at a place because stuck will lead to not wanting to do anything. You want to give up. You start to feel like, oh, depressed. You have to be careful. And you can definitely come out of it. I'm not saying that you can't, because like I said earlier, anything is possible with some faith, y'all. And it's going to take some prayer. It's going to take some surrendering, but it definitely is possible. But if you can, avoid getting to that place at all costs. And so as I wrap up, I want to read this last excerpt from Jump, because one of the things that you don't want to do is, like I said, you definitely don't want to quit. But you don't want to get to a place where you're just existing and you're just going with the motions in life and you're not trying to achieve anything and everybody around you is moving forward and you're just kind of like, you know, plowing along at life and just like, oh, well, it is what it is. You know, I'm woe is me. You don't want to get to that place, because existing is just, it's no fun. And one of the chapters in this book that Steve Harvey has, he says, stop existing and start living. And so by facing life's challenges, you will emerge stronger, and God will reward you by providing you with a larger manifestation of your dreams. Accept that change is inevitable and allows you to grow and participate in the change. Don't base your hopes on perceived limitations. Take inventory of those in your life and surround yourself only with positive people. Never let your past mistakes or your fears stop you from jumping. So remember, before you get to a place like we've heard this term before, the place of no return, the point of no return, before you get to that place, that dangerous place of staying stuck, remember, don't allow your fears to hold you back. Surround yourself around positive people. And remember, if at all costs, avoid getting to that place where you don't want to jump out of stuck. I hope you were inspired to get unstuck. I hope you learned something about knowing your triggers and knowing, you know, what those look for is before you get to those dangerous places. And just know that we're going to be hosting this podcast at least twice a month. You know, I may throw in a couple of bonuses here and there, but we're going to host All About Faith twice a month. And each month we're going to have some awesome guests on our show. I'm excited about my summer lineup, because we're going to be talking about love, marriage, and faith. We're going to be talking about mental health and faith. We're going to be talking to some parents about how do you gear up for back to school and, you know, surround your children around that aspect of faith and making sure that you're bringing that into your home. Make sure that you subscribe by visiting the website onefaithjourney.com so that you can be in the know about topics, about our giveaways, about some freebies I'm going to be doing, about new posts, and all of the things that we have to offer. And y'all, make sure that you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the number one Faith Journey. And remember, no matter where you are in the hustle of life, y'all know it, you gotta have faith.